It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Oh, my God, you pig.
You are a naughty little boy.
Hang up the damn phone!
Thank you!
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. You see, Buzz?
Yes.
When you eat a big meal...
A heavy meal.
When you eat a heavy meal. Uh-huh. Buzz and I had this great exchange during the break.
I loved it. It was like watching TV.
Are you sleepy? No. I said, well, you ate that big Chipotle that they brought in. They were so nice to bring it. Uh-huh. I'm not sleepy. I said, well, you got to be a little sleepy after you eat all those. I'm not sleepy. Do you want to fight me?
That's exactly how
Do you want to fight me? I will go outside right now.
I'll fight you right now. You want to see your next birthday?
It is Argument Wednesday.
No, it isn't.
It is, too. I don't know. Somewhere along the line, you would be able to make a case for me having the wrong day here because I'm just having too much fun today. I'm all mixed up in the head.
It smelled like a Thursday.
You think maybe I have Lyme disease?
I think you do.
Because I really don't know who I am.
Or gout.
I don't know who I am or where I am.
Or Alzheimer's or whatever that aplasia thing is.
And my toe hurts, too.
Well, we'll amputate that.
I think I've got the spirochete.
Spirograph?
The spirochete.
Spirochete.
That'd be funny. We've got lovely spirochetes in a rainbow of colors. Spirochetes, if you come over to this section, we keep the spirochetes right next to the ferrets.
Tweet, man.
We only sell them in pairs.
They're right over here. All right, well, we all love movies. We can agree on that,
Buzz?
We
can, yes.
We do love movies. You go more often than I do.
I've not been to a movie in years.
Rob's last movie was The Bridge Over the River Kwai.
It was wonderful with Alec Guinness.
He loved it. Sir Alec Guinness.
Right?
You know, Mr. Man, that's Sir Alec Guinness.
Well, to you it is.
Of course, you saw it before he was knighted.
Exactly.
We have a guy, Joe McLeod, who's our new movie reviewer.
McLeod.
So let's get to meet him right now. Joe McLeod. Joe, are you there?
Hi, guys.
Hi, Joe. Joe, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from beautiful Baltimore, Maryland. I have to apologize for my voice. I went to an A's game last night. It's a little shredded.
Oh, okay. So you did a little partying, or did you do a little screaming?
I did both.
Oh, that's good. All right. Well, you know, right there, see, that's you endear yourself to me when you tell that story.
Right in.
Hey, Rob, I'm not sure whether Rob likes you, but...
Well, let me ask him a couple... Hey, McLeod.
Yes?
McLeod?
Yes, Chief.
How old are you?
I am 47 years old.
Well, that's you sound younger.
Cool.
I am a youthful 47 years old.
Tell us a bit, just a bit, about yourself.
I'm the art director at City Paper in Baltimore, which is Baltimore's finest alternative weekly. People down in D.C. Have the D.C. City Paper.
Right.
But the Baltimore one is a lot more fun. You should read that one.
Are you married?
I am not married. I am in a committed long-term relationship with a female.
Okay, that's what I was looking for.
You know, the City Paper, now right there, there's a little clout there.
Yeah, absolutely.
And here's another thing. Not just that he went to a ball game last night. Mm-hmm. And what game did you go to last night?
Orioles in Houston.
Okay, Orioles-Houston game last night. They're playing Interleague. Interleague play, which I can't stand.
No, it's an atrocity. It's an aberration, an abomination.
Okay, see? All right.
Yeah, see?
So far, so real good.
But what if he had disagreed with you?
It wouldn't have mattered.
Argument Wednesday.
Here's the deal. You know what I'm liking? What I'm liking is as soon as I pick up the phone, bam, he's right there.
Yeah, I like he's on a hard line.
He is the first guy.
I am on such a hard line.
That's good. Now, how long have you worked for the City Paper, Joe?
Believe it or not, 20 years.
You know, and I can see going to a movie reviewer and saying from the Baltimore City Paper,
isn't that cool?
I think it gives us gay cred.
Yeah.
If we do that, I think.
We've always had it.
You're a straight guy. What would be the ratio straight to gay at the employees of the City Paper? Because you do think of that as kind of a gay newspaper.
Not so much. Maybe, I don't know. You know, I mean,
hold on a second.
As far as
hold
who's
on.
Out.
Hold on. Wait. Buzz just gave me like the head shake like I'm totally wrong.
Yeah. No,
why are you shaking your hand?
There are alternative papers like the gay paper.
The Blade.
Yeah, stuff like that.
I read them all.
This show.
Out Magazine.
City Paper, like this show, is gay friendly, yeah, but not aimed at gays.
All right.
Extremely
okay.
Gay
I think that maybe I get caught up in reading some of the
you look
the personals
ads.
In
the back of the City Paper. We've always used those.
So the Baltimore City Paper, you know, you're an art director there, and you like movies.
And they let me, you know, and of course I get the hookup. I get to go see a lot of movies for free because we get passes and stuff. And every once in a while they even pay me actual money to write words about some of the movies.
All right, let's go back a ways before we get to our current movies right now. Let's go back through, you know, the last few weeks as far as movies. I'm going to name the movies. You let me know whether you've seen them or not and what you thought. Did you see the Hulk movie yet?
I did. I thought that was good. good.
Okay,
way better than the Ang Lee one.
Isn't that what it's called, the Hulk movie?
The Hulk
it's
movie.
It's called the Hulk movie.
Should What's be. Wrong with calling it the Hulk movie?
I thought it was cute.
Is
I
that believe, like I saying time machine?
A little bit.
Go ahead, Joe.
Technically, I believe it was called the Incredible Hulk. I think.
And so. you liked it. It's got a lot of reviews have been pretty good about.
Yeah,
this
it was
one.
Pretty good. It was kind of smart. It was kind of like not dumb. However, I got to say one thing: the advertising on TV is incredibly dishonest. They have this clip of. Tony Stark from Iron Man.
Right.
I'm grasping for his name right now. Robert Downey Jr.
Yeah.
They have him in the clip, and it's like, man, the commercial really lies because that doesn't happen until the end of the film. So a lot of people are thinking it's going to be, you know, Iron Man. And
did
stuff,
you see? Did you see Iron Man?
Yeah, I thought Iron Man was fantastic.
Yeah. See, yeah. I mean, a lot of people that like action adventure like both Incredible Hulk and Iron Man.
And it's because they're kind of smart. They're kind of smart. They're not dumb, and they have an actor in the main part who's not like, you know, an athlete or a wrestler.
How good, really, seriously, how good is Robert Downey Jr.?
He's amazing. He was born to be that guy. He was born to be that Tony Stark.
He was so perfect. He was perfect in that role.
They also said he was born to be Chaplin.
Yeah.
And that was 15 years ago.
Ouch.
No, it's true.
High praise. That was a great film.
He is so natural. And, you know, and what's great about him is I am so glad that he got his life together and that he didn't end up, you know, as a total F up.
There's hope.
There'll never be hope for me. That guys like that, Joe, are right on the edge, and I think that's what makes them geniuses
as far as actors. They have that scary energy.
Now, another movie I want to ask you about, what about The Happening?
The Happening, I just saw that.
Yes.
And
what do you think?
You know what? If it boils down to recommending a movie, I wouldn't recommend it.
That's what I'm hearing.
Tell us why.
It's weird, and it's like I don't know if I'm jaded because I've seen a lot of these movies or because I've seen a lot of M. Night Shyamalama Ding Dongs movies. It's just that the movie looked like everybody's line reading was the first line reading, and they're like, okay, good, got it. Let's move on to the next one. The movie looked cheap, except for the scenes of incredible graphic violence, which were really disturbing.
Oh, wow. Really? So if you like that, if you're a hostile Saw 4 fan that you might dig this movie,
no.
But if you want, no?
No, you know what? No, if you like torture porn like Hostel and Saw, you know, no, it's not fast-paced enough. There isn't, and it's not grisly enough, but it's just like, it's so real. It's, you know what it is? This is a horrible thing to say, but it's like it's 9/11. Type
really
people falling off buildings and awful real violence.
Wow.
But the movie itself just didn't get it.
It blew. Like,
okay, all right. So what's go ahead, Rob.
What was your take on Indiana Jones?
I didn't see it. I don't care about it.
Good for you.
He has an opinion.
I honestly do not care about it. I guess I'll see it eventually, but you know.
Now here's the deal: if you signed on and you know, and you were knighted as Sir Joe McLeod, movie reviewer to the Mike O'Mara Show,
yes.
Would you try to see as much as you could, at least the mainstream stuff?
Oh, absolutely. That would give me more of a reason to get into some of these things,
and I would
do my best to try and get you guys some sort of a event. Thing.
Okay. All right. I like this so far. All right. So let's fast forward a little bit and get a little current. What have you seen recently and what can you tell us about?
I don't know. You know, well, it is Argument Wednesday. I saw Get Smart.
Yes. Oh, boy. Okay. Now be real, real careful here.
Tread lightly.
Yeah, really, really. Because, I mean, we don't get gets like Steve Carell on this show very often.
Okay.
All right?
You know what? Steve Carell's a funny guy and he's funny in the movie.
Good.
That's good.
Okay? Very good.
And I want to, and this is something that I don't think you're going to get from a lot of people who review movies. I'm going to tell you about The Crowd. Okay. I'm going to tell you about my experience, which was that I'm old enough to remember the TV show and remember how weird and bizarre and funny it was.
Yeah, Don Adams on the TV show, right? You know, Barbara Feldon, right?
Yeah. And this movie.
Stop. Hold on a second, Joe. Wait. Who, Rob?
Edward Platt.
The Chief.
The Chief. Right. And Dick Gaudier is Jaime the Robot.
Okay. Nice pull.
Hey, you know what? How about that? Thank you, Joe.
Good job.
Usually he sits over there all smug, but you got him on him this time.
You trumped him.
That's
I got
good.
Him at first.
Rob right now, you know what Rob's doing right now? He's trying to pull another name.
Uh-huh. Bernie Capel.
Bernie Capel. He was the only guy, I think, from the actual show who was in the movie.
Oh, wow. Siegfried. He didn't play Siegfried, though, in the movie.
No, he just played some guy who drove by. And, you know.
Yeah, he's a jackass in real life.
Did we have him on the show?
I tried for many years, and he was very rude to me.
He was on Love Boat, right?
Yes, he was, and he was also the voice of the Baron.
Oh. Well, this is the man.
Lancelot
Link, you have to make every secret chimp. All right, so you're talking about not the movie itself, but the people there.
I'm going to talk about my expectations and the fact that it's not like the TV show was.
Okay.
And but I'm going to say this, that the people that who were around me were laughing, and the kids who were around me were laughing. Kids who didn't know from Get Smart, didn't know from Don Adams. They were laughing at the film.
Saw some trailers, and it didn't look bad. I mean, it really looks like it might be goofy enough.
Steve Carell is a funny guy.
He just pulls off all that stuff,
to say,
Steve Carell can do what he wants.
I can't think of anyone in modern Hollywood better cast as Maxwell Smart.
If the movie had a downside, how would you diplomatically state that?
I think diplomatically, the production values of the film looked serious. It looked like a serious movie.
Oh, interesting. Okay. Wasn't made like a comedy, then.
No, it didn't look like it. But it's like, you know, they did a couple of gags. They did one of the Cone of Silence gags, and that really worked.
Cool.
You know, and they had that guy David Koechner, who used to be on Saturday Night Live, and they had a couple other guys, you know. They had this, you know, control headquarters thing, and that all worked because it was, you know, they were all, like, working off each other.
Now, do you think that it looked like a serious movie in the way it was designed as a production? Would you think that was on purpose to sort of offset the craziness? Because there were serious sort of espionage moments in Get Smart.
In the TV
show. Brief, but they were there.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I guess they were going for a look. And you know, they had a production design and set design and stuff, and they had a look, and things looked cool, but things just, I don't know, it looked for me it was too serious. But like I said, people around me laughing.
All right, what will be your trophies? I mean, everybody gives thumbs. Some people give, how many nose hairs?
Well,
I
thought about this a long time ago. I was going to give Little Mikey burgers. we're going to move forward.
Such a tragedy.
I'm just going to do dollar bills because how much do you pay to see a movie? $10.
All right, how many? So you're giving
full price,
this is a scale out of 10?
Yeah, man, because you pay full price to see a movie, you pay $10, and that's the way you would recommend a movie.
All right, how many? Get Smart, how many dollar bills do you get?
I would say, personally, me, I would say $6.50.
$6.50 for that?
All right. I had a passing grade.
All right, what else? Anything else floating around out there?
Well, The Love Guru.
Yeah, have you seen The Love Guru?
No, I got to tell you why I didn't see it, though, because I have a life and I went to a baseball game last night.
Okay.
Well, you know, that should change. I'm going to tell you, Joe McLeod, why that's going to change.
Yeah.
Joe McLeod, you're good enough for me, brother.
I agree.
I like it.
I swear, we've been on the phone with you for 10 minutes, and I know you're a little bit nervous coming into this thing, but I would tell you, I like the guy. Let's give him a round of applause.
Agreed.
Right.
Let's go around the room. I like Joe continuing as our movie reviewer. What do you think, Rob?
Anyone who mentions Dick Gautier is okay by me.
Buzz Burbank?
I like him because he knows words, and the IMers like him, too. I say we go with him.
Joe, this is the best audition. As a matter of fact, I think you got a lot to say, and I think you got to relax and say it when you come on the next time, because we will have you on a weekly basis to talk movies and whatever else is happening. And, good Lord, maybe we'll get back on in Baltimore.
Great job.
Yeah,
Lord knows they need us up there, right?
I want to say this. I want to salute the city of Sacramento, California, because they have put the city of Baltimore to shame by actually carrying the Mike O'Mara show.
Yeah.
People in Baltimore need to rise up and put this show back on airwaves.
Beth Ann McBride, get in here for a second.
Help us make that happen, Joe, if you can.
Beth Ann.
You've got to call the right stations. I don't know which stations are the right stations to call, but it's like this show needs to be on in Baltimore.
Call them all.
Beth Ann, I'd like you to introduce to
I
our
know
new movie.
Joe.
You know Joe McLeod?
Hey, Joe, how are you?
Hi.
You did good.
I'm going to put you on hold. Get together with Beth Ann. You guys coordinate, get numbers, all that kind of stuff, because I got news for you. You were a hit. I like talking.
Congratulations,
thank you.
Joe.
Thank you, guys.
All right, I'll put you on hold. Thank you very much, Joe. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, everybody.
Bye, right. Joe. I didn't have the heart to tell him.
Tell him what?
His review was not in line with BDK's.
Oh, really? See, that's a more. That's good. I like that.
I figured you would.
I like ye. I like that a lot.
He was good. He was fun.
And I like any excuse to play the theme to McLeod.
McLeod.
And you know.
He's got his theme song.
I too thought he was gay.
How about dollar bills, though?
That's strong.
That cost you $10 to go to a movie.
It's brilliant.
And he was opinionated. He had things to say. And now, got to tell him, though, got to go to these movies. Because if there's
a
movie out there,
he
can't have a life.
He'll go. He'll do it.
No more baseball games.
This guy's good.
Rob, I don't know what this guy wants. This is David in Annandale.
Okay.
David says, Rob, run to Target.
I don't run anywhere.
David, what's going on?
Yeah, I was at Target yesterday, and there are German soldier action figures for the new Indiana Jones movie.
Wow.
He's looking out for you, Spiewak.
Well, I'll get one for my son.
That's all he's doing. All right.
Yeah, I checked them out. There's no swastikas, but there's definitely a Deutschland symbol all over their uniform.
Thank you, Minus Shots.
So, Rob, will you be going to the Target after the show tonight?
Maybe.
And, of course, David will continue to breathe into the phone. There we go. Thank you very much. All right, ladies and gentlemen, I'll play with this music.
I
it's
like
fine.
Going into spots.
You guys ready for just a little bit of Phonorama?
Please.
What's it called?
Phonorama.
32.
What's it called?
I'm sorry. Here it is.
Phonorama.
Thank you, John Norman. All right, this is Phonorama, ladies and gentlemen. Or Phonorama, depending on which region of the United States
you're
from.
How does he say it? I forget how. There, we
he
had
says Rama.
Phonorama.
Rama.
Phonorama.
Yesterday it was Rama.
I like Rama. Phonorama.
This is all time for you, my friends. Uh-huh. I sound like John McCain. 877.
I'm voting for you.
365-3636. Free for all. Anything you want to talk about. You want to talk about Tim Rosser? You want to talk about the big blowout in the NBA championship last night?
Talk about McLeod.
You want to talk about Lyme disease? You want to talk about gout? You want to talk about a sprained toe? You want to talk about Buzz and me arguing? You want to talk about Rob Spiewak being a Nazi? You want to talk about Beth Dam being celibate?
Do ya?
Anything. It's Phonorama.
Phonorama.
877-365-3636. And we will be right back after this.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.